covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
I feel like we ought to be in a bunker, I'll tell you that. So here's the thing that's going to change everything, because this is appalling. This is absolutely appalling. Late last night, the United States Senate approved legislation to take care of Puerto Rico's debt. And it wasn't even close. This is absolutely appalling. By a vote of 68 to 30, the United States Senate cleared a bill that will let the island restructure its massive debt load, establish an outside control board to police its troubled finances, and stick you with the bill. It's now headed to President Obama, who has been a vocal proponent of the measure, and of course he'll sign it in short order. Of course he will. Just in time for you and I to pick up a $2 billion debt payment come Friday. The Senate bill also stopped any potential litigation between the island and creditors and allow outside officials to step in to try to steer toward a more organized resolution. So basically, anybody that the island owed money to, well, you're screwed. The American taxpayer, you're screwed as well. And it's not the fact that Puerto Rico has $72 billion in debt, probably more than that, $72 billion in reported debt. That's all fine and well. The problem is states like Illinois and New York and California have hundreds of billions of dollars in debt. And now the United States Senate has just set a precedent that it cannot come back from. So when Illinois decides that it doesn't want to pay its bills either, which is not very far away, by the way, because the state of Illinois, financially speaking, is an absolute dismal, dismal mess. So what the Senate has done, Republicans, right along with their cronies on the other side of the aisle, have shown no political leadership, no will to turn this country around, no will to chip away at the $20 trillion in debt we're facing. They might as well all be Democrats. They might as well all be socialists. Because, frankly, what the hell is the difference? We elect people to do something different. We elect people for fiscal responsibility. And Puerto Rico created its own problems with failed social programs over 50 years. Five decades of decadence has led to this disaster, and they want to. They've got the hangover, and they want you and I to pick up the bar tab. And now apparently we're going to. Because we don't have any choice, because our elected officials said, sure, why not? Let's go do it. See, when it comes to squandering your money, they can have bipartisan agreements. When it comes to doing something really bad for your future and the future of this country, bipartisanship is all the rage. Back in about 1955, 1960, by the way, just for a little history lesson here, Puerto Rico was a prosperous, thriving place. More than 90% of its citizens worked. There was no debt to speak of. It was a going thing. And then along came the social programs, the Great Society, and expanded welfare opportunities. Today in Puerto Rico, more than 60% of the people there, did 70? 70. More than 70% of the people there, excuse me, get some sort of government check every month. Some sort of subsidy, some sort of a payment from the government. Staggering, isn't it? Only about 40% of the people on the entire island work. Think about that. In 1965, 9 out of 10 residents of Puerto Rico were going to work every day. That's 4 out of 10. And out of those 4 out of 10, A big chunk of those jobs are not in the private sector at all. They're government jobs. Puerto Rico's path to poverty, path to bankruptcy, was paved by their own decisions. It's been led by left-leaning Democrats for 50 years. It's a larger version of Detroit, if you will. Terrible policies for five decades, leading the place right into the ditch. And no big deal, because we've got bipartisan support to make sure you cover the bill. Don't you feel good and warm and fuzzy now? You're a good guy, because you're going to work today and you're picking up the tab for Puerto Rico. What's truly sad about it is that these policies have taken a prosperous place, hardworking people, and turned it into a micro version of Venezuela. Just another socialist. Socialism fails every single time. When applied on this scale, on this level, it fails. Whether it's Venezuela or Puerto Rico or soon Illinois and New York, all of these experiments and end up in the same place, broke and destroyed. Because when you take away the work ethic and reward people for not contributing and punish those that work and save and are industrious, the end result is always the same. And it will be same across America and for America itself. If we don't learn how to save money and create wealth and work hard and create jobs, we need more taxes. Taxes does not create wealth. Government does not create wealth. I mean, this is such a simple illustration. What school kids ought to be taught today is about Venezuela and Puerto Rico and why they failed and why their finances failed and why others had to come to their rescue. These should be the two lessons being taught to kids today and pounded in. Oh, Lord. You see how this becomes, you know, a bit much, everything. Anyhow, it's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show.